to Don't Be All Like Uncool, a way to deep dive into the shallowest people on the planet. I'm Elizabeth, and I come from a world where you don't talk about money. And that is my tagline. It was originally going to be what I thought Anne-Marie's line at the reunion was going to be, which was, because she did not speak until 43 minutes in, and then that's all she said.
Yes.
So my dramatic pause was taken away from me. No Alex this week, but we are joined by my lovely sister and our co-host, Miss Julia Baker.
Hello, sexy boy. And this is a tagline for not Lisa Vanderpump speaking to a dog, but Lala speaking to a dog. Do you think Lala's auditioning to be the new LVP?
I caught that too. Like, making animals sexual is definitely an LVP thing.
And it creeps me out when LVP does it. But then Lala did it and I was like, no.
Yeah, didn't love that. Do we want to start with Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Not Kathy giving us more about Kyle's marriage in the preview than Kyle has the entire season.
Well, Kathy is way less guarded. As she told us, she's saying things she shouldn't be telling us.
Okay, Kyle did say something this reunion that I thought was kind of weird, and I haven't seen anybody else talk about it.
Okay.
She's going in on Sutton, and she has the opportunity to say, like, share what's in my marriage in her list of things that Sutton wants to know about, but she doesn't. She says, what's going on in my bedroom?
Oh, interesting.
Sexy eyebrows raised.
Yes. I mean, we've been over this before, but Kyle has dangled Morgan Wade in front of us like a toy for a cat on a string. And then every time we get close and we're starting to bat at it, she pulls it away.
She and spray bottles us.
And then acts offended that we were trying to like paw her toy.
Julia, are you kind of getting over Kyle? You're usually a Kyle apologist.
I'm not getting over Kyle. She's just done. This bit is done. After this reunion, she's got to be all in on where she actually is. This is her grace period. And, you know, having such a dramatic change from coming from such a monogamous straight relationship with Mo One to, you know, like she really is doing a lot of soul searching and having a lot of changes. So I'm giving her a season.
More more problems, Julia.
This was it. But then, like, you can't be offended. I can't remember when the Morgan Wade Kyle music video came out in the timeline of where we are
I don't
with
know
the
either.
Beverly Hills. But
come
if
on.
You do that, Kyle, yeah, come on. And then we have the hip grab, and now she's offended at fans for reading too much into Morgan Wade grabbing her hip familiarly. In
it's
the
so
Watch
stupid.
What Happens Live step and repeat. And it's like, you brought her there.
You were
to get
us
to respond. Yes. So.
Kyle absolutely killed me when trying to mimic Teresa from New Jersey's monologue this week, where Teresa says, I gave birth on the show. I went to prison on the show. Two heavy hitters. I threw birthday parties
on the show. I had 7 white parties on the show. I fought with my sisters on the show.
Just doesn't hit like getting divorced so publicly, getting sent to prison, coming back from prison.
Right.
And maybe you appreciate Teresa.
Especially in light of what we know now about Mo One, the whole affair rumors that were happening, I think, in the 7th season of Beverly Hills are now ringing really true. Mm-hmm. And we know she protected her family in that. So
I know. I wonder if she's going to be like Erica, where she's like, no, our marriage is perfect. It's just not working. And then something's going to happen and she'll be like, nope, and throw him under the bus. Because Kyle's, ha ha ha, I don't look at anything I sign. Mm-hmm. That and I spend so much money. I feel like she's saying it too much. I'm like, where is this going? Is she trying to establish in her divorce that she doesn't know what she's signing and then she blows through money so she needs financial support? I don't know. There's something
going on. Is the bankruptcy USA Today article coming out now?
Oh, maybe. Speaking of bankruptcy, I have to say,
he is overexpanding. I don't really know how finances worked, but like if there were, you know, 20 McDonald's opening on the same block, I would be worried. So 20 agencies?
There's an agency where I live. There's no reason. It is so goofy. They're never open, by the way. I have to admit, every time Dorit tells the robber story, I'm believing it less and less.
Mm-hmm. Garcelle. That's all I heard. Garcelle! How dare you say?
Oh, God.
Garcelle!
It's so painful. And, like, we're buying this, and then she was in Marshalls with wads of cash and abandoned her purse.
Now, that I kind of get.
She's the stupidest woman in the world. Also, like, how are these 10,000? What is this? Hundreds? In an envelope? Like, they fit in your little purse?
Honestly, I was fine with the Marshall story. The Marshall story backs up the fact that she's really wealthy. If you are so wealthy that you can go to a bank, take out a small percentage of your funds, $10,000. Toss it in your purse and then be like, oh, I'm going to go to Marshall's, exactly like Bethany Frankel does. And then just like get so mesmerized by a tasseled pillow that you forget about your bag with 10 grand. It's only the aftermath of her freaking out and being like, I've been robbed. That doesn't make me, but like, I like the idea that she forgot the money was in there.
Well, what kills me is she says she went in to get box cards. Came back, put it in the shopping cart, wheels up to the checkout, waits in that Marshall line, and then it's not until she's at the checkout counter, she's like, good heavens, my purse. Like, yeah, okay. How many tassel throw pillows are in that cart, I guess is what I want to know. Overall, an okay episode 2, not as good as episode 1, and I don't really count on episode 3 to deliver like Miami did.
Oh, Miami brought us life.
We got
Can we go into Miami?
Absolutely. We got a post-credit sequence with Miami. All right. Miami. It's crazy because Miami's cast is half vapid idiots and half women who have undergone trauma and have risen from the ashes from
these women of the world
experiences. Yeah. And then we also have Lisa.
And Larsa.
That's exactly how my couch is divided. You have Julia, whose baby was murdered. You have Kiki, who survived living in a country on her own as a teenager.
Was kicked out by her stepmom. And then Gertie's like backing her up, being like, oh no, this is just in Haiti.
This is what it
men
has.
Have second families in America. And this just like, don't dwell on that because everyone was too focused. And she's like, no, don't focus on that.
You got to focus on Kiki.
Move on to Kiki. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, these women, no. And they're all like trilingual. And just amazing.
And
people.
I mean, we didn't even talk about Gertie had breast cancer.
Gertie has breast cancer. You know, and then Alexia, like, she is a little bit of a Barbie, but she's also been a drug dealer's wife. So we have women who are multi-layered.
And she's trying to really help Frankie transition into independence.
And it seems like she's doing a pretty good job. I was a little bit worried
really
she
hard.
Never let him go. Yeah. And she was able to downsize her condo and still be okay with it. Like, these are women who have, you know, grit.
And then there is Larsa. What is up with Marcus Jordan? He has made him – he, like, was nothing all season, and now he's so unbelievably unlikable.
Well, I think because Larsa wasn't that unlikable this season, and now I hate her. So I think that might be a big issue.
Julia, that is not a great sign. Larsa, the person who said, I think you're faking cancer, wasn't that unlikable this season.
No, it's just because, like, when you're on these shows, cancer has been faked. You have to give these Bravo women, like, a little bit of a pass. It's how they regroup in the reunion, because like the reunion is where they're making all the decisions. This is where housewives have been fired and housewives have been asked to be brought back after
I think
having
Kiki
lackluster
just
seasons.
Got herself a
Kiki is full-time.
Wait, what do they have? Mimosa? They have a mojito.
Oh, is that what they have? Is that what they're holding?
I think
that's
so.
That's so cute. I've
a
never
glass.
Like
she's getting herself a glass.
It's not a margarita?
Oh, is it? I don't know. She's getting herself a fun, maybe green drink.
A fun cocktail. No, she has to. Like, if Bravo doesn't give that woman full-time status, Bravo has no heart. Who saved herself? Because she was on our chopping block.
Oh.
Though I hated to say it. Who saved herself at the very end was Julia.
Oh, she got away with it yet again.
Andy Cohen's favorite housewife performance, which is dissing so many housewives, including Adriana, who's sitting on that couch, who's working with a major like music producer. Julia gets to sing Ave Maria, and then we go
to Club Mix.
Club Mix Ave Maria, the best ending of a housewife.
Well, Julia, then we get a post-credit sequence of Marisol and Alexia setting up next season. This is the Avengers of housewives. I think that they'll forgive each other. I don't think that it will last. But like, ooh, the taste. I love it.
And Alexia is like a little shady, but also Marisol was so drunk. Like, she starts at the beginning, like, really trying to, like, chirp in. And at the end, she's just kind of sitting, like, melting off the side of the couch. So I'm hoping that Marisol doesn't take it on. But it will get brought up at least 5 times next season. There's no
100%.
Way.
Oh, gosh. All right. Are we ready for Vanderpump?
Yes.
Now, Julia, I want you to go back to back with somebody and breathe in forgiveness. I want you to imagine that this person is dead and it's all your fault. I want you to breathe in jealousy that you weren't on Dancing on the Stars and breathe out the fact that that's an insane thing to be jealous about.
I actually feel bad for Sheena. She hadn't been asked on Dancing with the Stars.
She took dance lessons. That's so embarrassing. Keep that to yourself.
She should keep it to herself. But also, like, I feel like with the lineups on Dancing with the Stars, they always ask The Bachelor. Like, let Sheena go on the show. She doesn't have much. She had to accept donations from Sandoval during COVID, which was wild. That was a wild revelation to me. What is Sheena's spending habits?
She just bought another house. Did she have?
She could have economized.
I think Brock doesn't work.
No.
So there's that.
So she's supporting her mom, her sister, Brock, Summer Moon, and herself.
Yes, 100%.
Tom Sandoval is horrible with money. That is the major takeaway of this.
I think he likes to feel generous, as we learned on the after show this week, where he said, did you see this?
Oh, yes. Give everyone $100 for your birthday and do it in this really weird homeless person. Yeah.
Yes. Give a homeless person in the most self-serving way possible, even though that's supposed to be not. Like, what a fucking creep. Like, giving homeless people money is a great thing to do, but, like, when you do this show of it, like, ew.
It's more for self-gratification and not for actually helping out a homeless person. It's the same vibe as tipping a host to get a better table.
Well, the funny thing is he says you should do that so then you don't feel good about it, so then it's a real good deed, but, like, you do it in the most creepy, manipulative way that, like, kind of leaves the homeless person thinking, like, wait, is this guy coming back for this?
Yeah. He doesn't say, I always do this on my birthday. He said, I tell people what they should do on their birthday.
Oh my God, Julie, that's such a good catch. This Sandoval redemption arc, number one, he is so bad at it. And people are trying to help him so much where Sheena and Lala are like, okay, we're going to have to say that's good enough. We're throwing in the towel. Mm-hmm. Like when Lala on the boat basically set a little Lala-shaped trap and he just fell right in it. Oh, it's so bad. I did really love when Katie and Ariana were pretending to hire people for a restaurant that hasn't opened yet.
At another restaurant.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was so rude. That really bothered me.
It bothered me so much. And like, so they're conducting interviews and not even ordering anything. We didn't even get the obligatory, like, thank you for letting us film. We're now going to go over our menu option. We didn't even get that they ordered calamari spring rolls at this interview.
What killed me is when Sheena calls, you know, Penny's been interrupting the entire time while they're trying to interview. And then you can hear Penny, Chef Penny, in the background of their call with Sheena being like, would you say that your relationship with Sandoval is like a Gouda cheese or like a smoked brie? Yeah, not a good episode for Chef Penny.
Well, also, the woman still hasn't gotten the restaurant open.
That's true, Julia.
Fire Chef Penny.
Yeah, I'm really hoping none of these people were so excited to be cast on this total not spinoff for something about her, because
right,
they are unemployed.
Yes.
I think the internet is starting to turn on Ariana, which I think is insane. Like, I don't really get why, because it's not that she wasn't offered things that all of them were also offered. It's that she, like, worked it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
She made it. She's just smarter than you, Sheena. Like, sorry.
If Sheena thought it was her time to go on Dancing with the Stars, Ariana did take it from her. I kind of am a little bit team Sheena on this. Like, I get why Sheena.
Why did Sheena think it was her time to go on Dancing with the Stars?
Because Vanderpump Rules was blowing up and Sheena didn't realize that Ariana was in the running. She didn't think, because she views Ariana as her backup dancer.
That Ariana did it for her as like a favor. That's so embarrassing, Sheena. Like, you're right when you said a couple episodes ago, Julia, that when Sheena was wearing her sunglasses and being like, we need to talk in the back of Sir, that mm-hmm. Sheena thinks her podcast is like the podcast. You're so right.
Right. And Sheena thinks that she's the star of Vanderpump Rules. She's been on since the beginning. Vanderpump Rules
is blowing. About her.
Yeah.
About
Vanderpump Rules is blowing up. Like, Tom treated her equally as bad as he treated Ariana. She should be on Dancing with the Stars.
You know what? That, like, I know you're being facetious with the Tom thing, but it kind of is wild that she's saying, I need to stand up for Tom. We need to be friends. While he's in a different gondola saying Sheena deserved to get a restraining order put out on her because she punched Raquel, which I think she did do. But, like, Sheena, you're going to go with this guy? Like, he's still throwing right. you under the bus. And, like, Lala, he's throwing you under the bus. You guys are trying. And I get they're trying to make a show happen. I understand that. But he's got to try a little harder.
Yeah, but he also didn't take Dancing with the Stars from her. And the ultimate betrayal.
I guess so. Good God.
She hates Ariana.
Yes. We have some other ultimate betrayals on Summer House. Okay, the revelation that Danielle told Page Six that Craig got kicked out of Kyle and Amanda's wedding. Do you believe it?
Yes.
I think Danielle and Lindsay did it together. I don't think it's just, I don't know.
And then Lindsay was talking about it with Carl. And, you know, they have the room cameras in there, but it's not, I feel like if you're in your room with a room camera, it feels less performative than if you're in there with like a cameraman.
I think you kind of can forget it's in your room.
Right. So in the room camera footage, Lindsay says, oh, I told Paige that it was Danielle. And then Carl goes, oh, good.
Okay. But why? I guess my question is, when Danielle and Lindsay are having their big blow up last season and Lindsay's like, oh, we're Ben done. Like, you are not my friend. Why didn't she throw her under the bus then when Paige was yelling at her at it at the reunion? That's what's making me go, because Lindsay is not going to hold on to that.
But Carl is like separating himself from Lindsay a little bit right now.
Oh, you watched the breakup happen, Julia, this episode. On yes. the beach. Yeah, you can see he does this like tight-lipped smile. And I'm like, holy shit, that was it. He just called off the wedding. And now he's going to spend the rest of the summer trying to figure out how to do it.
How to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is hard. I do understand that. It was funny because I was thinking, you know, after she said all that egregious shit last episode, it's like, man, is this going to be their big fight and it's going to be like fine and hunky-dory the rest of the season? No, it looks like we're getting another one. And that's the next weekend. It looks like every weekend we're getting a blow up, which I'm going to eat it up.
Yes.
I would also like to say a formal apology, Carl. At the time, I said that was shitty of you to break up on camera, but thank you for your service. I redact that. Thank you for your service. I'm so happy you broke up on camera. I can't wait to watch.
And this is one of those times where we're always complaining that we know too much because of social media and internets and leaps and everything. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those times I'm so happy we know the ending. Yeah. So we can like really enjoy the journey.
Juliet, you know what? I'm going to argue why this one works where mm-hmm. some things with Scandoval didn't. We know the end. We don't know how we're going to get there. Because yeah. Kyle and everybody just said, you just need to watch. Where Vanderpump Rules, we knew every little thing.
Oh, yeah, true. Everyone's podcast had 45 episodes. They all spoke with their I statements because it was all about them. Yeah,
true. Of course. Yeah, so I think that's interesting. What do we think about the Carl isn't working storyline?
Well, the thing I hate about the Carl isn't working storyline is we know from last summer that Lindsay kind of pressured Carl to quit mm-hmm. Loverboy. And now all Carl wants to do is do basically what he's doing now, which is trying to live a fun party lifestyle sober. So that's why he wanted to do his sports bar. And I don't know if you saw, Elizabeth, but Loverboy has a non-alcoholic Loverboy now.
So Carl's back, right?
Yeah, he's back.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, shit, he's not back yet in our timeline. And also, shout out to the new bar. Mm-hmm. We have a hometown friend who opened a sober bar in Venice that was so successful, she just opened two other locations.
Right. So, in Venice Beach, California.
Oh, thank you, Julia.
Yes, of course.
Yes, good distinction. The new bar is so successful. I think Carl's idea, especially if Carl was there being a sober bartender, are you kidding? Right. It would be right. like what you said at Schwartz and Sandy's. And Carl is way more desirable than Schwartz, like Sandoval or Schwartz.
Right. He's like way more handsome, way less slimy. I think, though, that being able to just produce the non-alcoholic Loverboy line is perfect mm-hmm. because now he can go host pop-up events at other people's sports bars that other people manage.
And not have to do less work, right. 100%. Right. I get
where Lindsay was coming from her brick and mortar sentiment, but basically she's not – he wants to work at Loverboy if he's she still going into the beverage company and she wasn't
so
letting
true.
Him.
Yeah. She wants to stay at – he's outside of the Loverboy headquarters with his little right. hands on the thing. It's like, well, I guess I could do this on my own, just like a little different.
Right. Kyle and Amanda see him pacing between the office and their apartment, which is like 2 feet away.
Oh. That's so sad. Lindsay is like Goldilocks with jobs. Mm-hmm. Loverboy, he was working too much. Now he's working too little.
Right.
The sober bar would be too much.
Now, she did a Paige diss. Did you pick up on it? Because Paige last reunion was like, none of you have jobs to Lindsay and Carl.
Oh, that she said, I'm influencing now. I like Paige. But Paige is on Good Morning America.
And Paige has a podcast she does once a week. I would argue Paige is working.
Paige goes to Fashion Week. Like, I think Paige harder. Hustles. Yeah.
Also, Paige has gotten herself on Southern Charm.
Yeah, that's true. Since Paige has 100% more shows than Lindsay, I'm going to say a respectful no.
Yeah.
Well, Julia, I'd said we do it every week. I thought it would be a little bit more fun than this, but whose side are we on, Lindsay or Carl?
It has to be Carl. It really does. Her post-breakup glow-up was great. Like, to be able to go on your own bachelorette party and not have a man, what a queen.
That was very cool of her.
The ride to the breakup, though, is less Lindsay forward.
Yeah, I thought we would go back and forth a little bit. We would try to do some devil's advocate, but geez Louise, I do think it's really funny, though. She's trying to tie this into Scandoval. It's like, Lindsay, you're the Scandoval. It's you.
It's you.
You're not Ariana. And she has mentioned Ariana twice. She has been in two episodes full time, and she has mentioned her twice and has mentioned Sandoval.
Oh my gosh, if Lindsay gets Dancing with the Stars next season,
she's gonna light herself on fire. All right. Are we ready for awards?
Yes.
All right. My award is named after Alex who is not here today. It's Get That Man a Polar Award. Alex loves Polar Seltzer, and every time it is on a show, Alex points it out. I award this to Kathy Hilton because she was eating Sour Jelly Bellies, one of my favorite candies.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love
also,
it.
Also, Dr. Nicole's due date is on my anniversary. Just saying. Oh, another my fun goodness. Meet. I'm basically on Bravo, Julia. I'm waiting for my Dancing with the Stars call any second now.
Oh, they might start filming then after her due date.
Probably. Yeah.
Hopefully.
So
we need her. Months. We need her to be able to have like one cocktail.
Yes. I need a postpartum Dr. Nicole ready to get out
a
there.
Cocktail. Yes.
All right, Julia, what's your award?
My It's About the Pasta award goes to Katie, who decided to end a relationship with someone because he didn't know what penne pasta was.
Julia, that's an amazing award. Well, Julia is gone for the next 2 weeks.
I am.
So it's going to be me and Alex. So we're not going to have a regular pod episode for like a whole month.
No, well, but it'll be so great when we all come back together.
Yes. All right, Julia, you will be missed, but thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Anytime.
You can catch new episodes of the Don't Be All Like Uncool podcast every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Podbean. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeuncoolpodcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and mention it all.